Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our second night of Derby Bible Week. And the theme this week is Joseph, a man under fire. Though if you're here last night, we were reminded that the story of Joseph is really not the story of Joseph, but the story of God. And the key verse that we picked up on last night was that God was with Joseph, and that God is a God of grace. And we want to bring glory and honor to God as we reflect on his character and his grace to us through the story of Joseph. And we're going to begin tonight by singing this great song, To God Be the Glory, that reminds us of how God's grace is freely offered to us, and that the moment we turn to him through faith in Christ, we receive his grace and pardon. To him be the glory and honor. Let's stand to sing this opening hymn. Genesis chapter 39, beginning at verse 1. Finished last night at the end of chapter 37, where we're told that the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. And we take up the story at verse 1 of chapter 39. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. And he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So he left in Joseph's care everything he had, with Joseph in charge. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he is entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even to be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the household servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and had run out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story. "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story, his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me." He burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warder. So the warder put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warder paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. In Isaiah 66, the Lord says this: "This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Father, we thank you for Derby Bible Week, for this great opportunity to meet together as your people from churches all over Derby, but united in Christ, to have fellowship with one another, to encourage one another, to hear your word and to meet with you. Lord, we pray that you would use this week in a great way to build up your people and to equip us to serve you more faithfully where you've called us to be. Father, we recognize the great need before us as the Lord Jesus reminds us the harvest is great, but the workers are few. And Lord, we long to see in our city and in our area around us, more and more people coming to know and to love the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel of grace. And we pray this week would be a significant part of enabling us and equipping us to do just that. And your word reminds us that you esteem the one who is humble and contrite in spirit and who trembles at your word. And again, we were reminded last night that there is a great danger for those of us who want to hold fast to your word, that sometimes we can do that with an arrogance because we believe we're right. And yet, Lord, as your word works in our lives, it should in fact produce in us humility and repentance. And we pray that we would be marked by that as well. We remember, Lord Jesus, that you came full of grace and full of truth. And we pray that as we seek to hold fast to your truth, we would do so with grace. So, Father, as we come to hear your word again tonight, we want to pray for John. We thank you for his ministry amongst us, and we pray for him tonight. We pray that you would fill him with your spirit and enable him to proclaim your word clearly, faithfully, and boldly. We pray indeed that you would be glorified, Christ would be exalted, and that we would be built up. And we pray for ourselves, Lord, as we hear your word. Lord, help us to have ears to hear. We pray that our hearts would not be hardened as we hear your word, but once again would be led to repentance and faith, to a renewed love for Christ, and a renewed willingness to respond in obedience. We thank you again that this story of Joseph is your story. We pray we would meet with you tonight as your word is unfolded. We ask it in Jesus' precious name.